Let's go to Larry in Hillsborough, New Jersey. What's up, Larry?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on, Evan?
What's up?
What's going on?
All's well.
Listen, this is why the Met fan is delusional. Are you kidding? We're not even 50 games in, and you guys are declaring the season over. Sal's a douche anyway. But anyway.
Hold on.
He didn't declare it over.
And also,
dude, he declares everything over. I'm sorry. Maybe he didn't, but he's still a douche.
I asked him, is it over? And he said no. The only person who's declared it over, actually two people, Tommy, and he almost feels contractually obligated to say it's over.
He's positive Tommy, and he thinks they're winning 120.
Right.
And well, I also don't believe in jinxes or mushes or anything that Sal says or Sean says has any effect on athletes or sports or anything like that.
But I don't think necessarily one thinks they're a jinx. It's more, hey, it's too early to declare that. Like, I go back. I'll tell you again why I was pissed about the Brave Met thing from 2 years ago. And I said this to Sal. I had him on the recall like a month later. I said, here's my issue with you. And it has nothing to do with jinxing it. I thought that he took the Braves for granted. To me, the Braves were sleeping giant that were going to wake up. Now, I didn't think they'd wake up the way they did and win over 100 games.
By the way, you think that's the same this year?
That's a great question, Teak. To a degree, yes.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Four games under 500, but they're only 7.5 back.
They're coming.
Right.
They're coming, man. And they're going to come hard. Like, the idea that they're just going to wilt away into the night and finish under 500 is crazy. And I'll say this again. I think the Braves are a bigger threat than the Phillies. And the Phillies are damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something off about the Phillies. The Braves are always there. And last year, they were rattled by injuries. Look, they've had their issues so far this year. I mean, you got Ronald Acuna Jr. basically blowing up the locker room. You see that controversy?
I know.
He called out the fact that Kelnick wasn't benched for not hustling.
I'd be benched.
Yeah. Chris Sale's off to a tough start. I get all that. But, yeah, I have a respect for the opponent, and that's why I was mad. I wasn't mad at him jinxing them. I was just saying, hey, dude, it's June. A lot more season to be played, and that's the same way I feel right now. The Mets are playing awesome baseball. I love it. It's fantastic. And, yes, the best may still be yet to come with guys coming back from injury, but it's freaking April 23rd, and I got this douche. He's calling Sal a douche. You know what? You want a name call? You want to call my good friend Sal the bad word? You're a douche. You're calling up saying this is why the Met fans are declaring it over. It was Sean who declared it over.
A Yankee fan.
Not me. Lugie doesn't count because he's contractually obligated.
He just started listening at the wrong time. That's all that is.
That's right.
Can I ask a November Evan a question? Is he around?
November Evan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
November Evan. When it was November, who was the best team in the Eastern Conference in the NBA?
In November?
Yeah.
I don't remember. The Nets?
The Celtics.
Eastern Conference? It was always a Celtics.
So why was it too early then to declare the Celtics were a great team?
Basketball's different. They were coming off a championship.
Okay. The Mets were in the NLCS.
Nah,
the best team.
It's different. Celtics are defending champs. Don't compare the Celtics to the Mets.
Also, the Cavs' start was historic. They were actually the best team.
Yeah, play along.
They probably record-wise was the best team. Okay. Yeah, I don't think that point holds any water.
Why not? Sal said it in June about the Mets, so he waited a couple months.
Well, no, but the Celtics are like this burgeoning dynasty who's coming off winning an NBA championship in which it was never even close.
Kind of feels like the Mets are this, dynasty.
Well, they got to win one first, don't they?
They went to the NLCS.
No, but that's not the world championship.
Well, they're on their way.
It's only the Dodgers in their way.
What was that?
It's only the Dodgers in their way.
That's
right?
It, just the Dodgers. A bunch of losers.
Can I also ask November Evan a question?
November Evan is answering a lot of questions today.
November Evan, with Thanksgiving approaching, are you going to bring in Abuelo stuffing?
We're still waiting.
We're still waiting on that. We'll be waiting forever.
Yes. The problem is Abuelo is out of town this week.
Okay, all right.
But when he returns, I would love to bring in Abuelo stuffing for you guys.
Okay.
Let's go to Tom and Corum. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys, how you doing today?
We are doing good.
What's up?
Good, good. Look, I just want to say great win today, but a little lucky there where the pitcher stepped off three times and did balk. But they gave him, the timeout for the injury.
Tom, that's a great question because Tiki and I talked about this off air. Because when the Met game's going on, Yankee games are going on, it's weird. Like, should we break down everything that's happening in the game? If you're watching the game or listening to the game, you're not with us. So we'll wait till the game is over and we can get into some of these issues. So what happened, for those that missed it, was Edwin Diaz did, as Tom pointed out, step off or have a disengagement for the third time in an at-bat, which means an automatic balk. But he did that to call the trainers out and complain about a hip injury, which he eventually left the game for. The Phillies contended, hey, it doesn't matter. That's a disengagement. It should be a balk. The umpires, I think their reasoning, which is sound, and I actually agree with it, yes, is let's be reasonable about rules.
Right.
He was not trying to deceive a runner. He was stepping off because he's hurt.
Well, he also stepped off and walked to the first baseline.
But it's still a disengagement.
I understand that. But it's not like he stepped off because he needed a break. He stepped off because he's hurt. So I commend the umpire for letting that one slide.
You know how I would handle it if I'm the umpires? Because I think that with rules in sports, we need to use on noodle. Okay, we need to use common sense. He is hurt. Calling that a disengagement balk to me is disingenuous right to the rule. So here's what I would say if I'm the umpires. Either he's coming out of the game because he's hurt, or we're calling the balk.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't want teams to be able to use that as an excuse to skirt a disengagement. So what I would say, and since he came out of the game, no harm, no foul. Well, he's out of the game. Clearly he's hurt. They're not just pulling Edwin Diaz there. So that's the way I would kind of rationalize it.
It almost feels like there needs to be an adjustment. Not an adjustment, but a little tweak to the rule. Because that is a way to say, you know, I got a little cramp or something. I need to stretch for a second. It's your third disengagement, and you go right back into the game or go back right back onto the mound.
Correct.
That would be manipulating the spirit of the rule.
Now, also, the other thing I would point out is I don't think, and I'll go through the game just to confirm I'm right about this, I don't think a balk or non-balk would have actually affected a second run scoring. Like, I don't think it actually made an impact on what happened. So Bryce Harper stole third. Castellanos got the hit to tie it.
He's on first.
And the middle of the at-bat, right, the next batter when Diaz left was Max Kranich, who walked Realmuto. So if you assume the same outcome,
right,
the same result would have implied, which is first and second, one out.
Right.
So it actually did not make an impact. It's not like the run would have scored based on this logic. A run would not have scored. So that's the other thing from Tom, saying the Mets got lucky. And sure, there's some luck involved. I don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I got to tell you a funny story. This is actually very funny to me. In the last 20 minutes since the Met game ended, my phone keeps ringing.
Why?
From SeatGeek telling me I sold Met tickets.
What?
Today? No, just in general, because I have to list a lot of games that I can't go to.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for example, the lottery night. I'm not going to that game. There's a Saturday night in a few weeks I just can't go to. Like, there are games I can't go to, so I list them because I can't go to every Met game.
So it's just because they're so hot.
I think so.
That they're now heating up.
My phone keeps pinging with sold Met tickets.
I gotta tell you, if you're going to buy somebody's tickets, your tickets are great ones to buy.
Oh, thank you, Tiggy. That was like a walking advertisement
They are. They're first row. We'll get mezzanine, so to speak.
Thank you, yes.
We'll be there next week, Teek. Evan, myself, and the others around here.
What are you talking about? You're not going. I didn't invite you guys.
Yeah, you did.
No.
You were going to a Met game Wednesday night, and you invited me.
Nah, Teek, yes. No offense, Teek. No offense, Loogie. You missed the invite, and I'll explain why. So when I took the show out for the game, Rami, who does a great job here,
yes,
was working the show for, I think, Sean. Was Sean out or Tommy out?
Sean was out again.
Sean was out.
Again.
He said he's so bad.
Takes him off more than Boomer.
And I promised Rami that if Tommy couldn't come, because I was busting Tommy's balls about, I'm not going to let him come, I promised Rami the ticket. I completely forgot about that. So when Sean got sick or whatever it was.
Hey, it was actually when Tiki was in Morocco. Tommy's mistaken.
Well, whatever. Right. The point is, I promised Rami a ticket. I never gave it to him. I gave it to Pete Hoffman instead. And so I felt bad. I said, there's a game next week. I'm going to take the quote-unquote other guys. I'm going to take Rami. I'm going to take Rosenberg, who does a great job on the show. And I'm actually going to take Sean, since he missed the last game.
Right.
So,
and he needs to do his eating more ash.
Yeah, he needs to eat more ash. Yeah. So, no offense to you, Teek, and no offense to you, Tommy.
Oh, good.
There are plenty of other games. That one.
Next Monday?
It's next Wednesday.
The other guys.
Why would you take offense? I feel like a starter in a fourth preseason game.
No offense, Tate.
Thank you, Tate.
Yeah. Real quickly before we break, because organizations love good news dumps at good times, the Rangers have agreed to a multi-year extension with Chris Drury.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
I'll tell you this about Dolan, and this is a good thing and it's a bad thing, and I don't know. I assume this is a bad thing.
Chris Drury.
Well, he's so loyal to people.
Okay, then be loyal. It's all good.
It's not good when you lose. I mean, you're right. It's all like, I'll give you an example. He was so loyal to Glenn Sather, and ultimately, I would say Dolan got it right.
Yeah.
Like, Sather ended up sticking around long after all of us thought he should be fired. He stuck around and built a really solid, good Lundqvist team, right? But then he was loyal to Isaiah Thomas, where it's like, does Isaiah have pictures? Like, what the hell is going on? And now with Drury, I don't know, you tell me, Sean. I mean, you guys were in the conference finals last year. Like, don't you want him out? Or are we good with this extension?
Yes, okay. He oversaw two teams that made the conference final. He is now cycled through two head coaches already where the team bottomed out at two separate times.
I think that's the bigger thing. It's just like, it's hiring your third head coach, which is what the Jacksonville Jaguars did.
Yeah. To have a general manager go through that, it's a disgrace. He had the memo early in the year. He pissed off Chris Kreider. The team hasn't reacted. Basically, you think the locker room hates him based on reports you read. This is a disgrace. I'm sorry. Once you fire Laviolette, you should have cleaned house, period. But it's even more insulting, I'm sorry, to the fans to give him now a multi-year extension.
Yeah. That's typical, though. He's very loyal to certain guys.
All right.